Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Draft week is here and it's in our backyard. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass on a Tuesday. 2 days away from the draft, we check in with Ross Tucker, CBS Sports, Westwood One, Ross Tucker podcast, and good friend of John Jansen. Ross, how are you?
I am fantastic, and I'm so fired up for you guys. I don't know how many of your fans or if you guys have ever been to a draft live. It's incredible. I mean, I was in the one in Philly, the one in Nashville. It's an unbelievably fun time. You guys are in for a blast the next few days.
If there was an unexpected experience that you had in attending the draft, what would you tell fans to be ready for as they attend the draft here in Detroit?
So I don't know exactly where the setup is in Detroit, but what I can tell you is both in Philadelphia and in Nashville, I was blown away by just how many people came. And so, you know, it was on the Broadway Street in Nashville, and there's so many people there that it's almost one of those deals where it's almost like New Year's Eve in New York City. Make sure you go to the bathroom before you get in that big mob of people, because
if you're
in the middle of that big blob mob of people, again, I don't know how they're setting it up in Detroit, but it's a journey to get out of there. I mean, it can be packed in pretty tight depending on where you are. So I don't know. I think people in New York City for New Year's Eve, I think they wear like those adult diapers maybe, or I don't know what they do.
But yeah, I mean, it could be like the fourth quarter of a cold game where you're just trying to warm up a little bit.
You know what's so funny? People think I'm joking, John, when I tell them I peed my pants pretty much every game I ever played in. Because it'd be like 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And you drink so much Pedialyte and Gatorade and all the stuff they tell you to drink so that you don't cramp up and all that stuff. And then it'd be middle of the fourth quarter, I really had to go. There's not time to run in the locker room.
Yep.
And I didn't want to be out there, the most important part of the game, feeling uncomfortable. So I would just sit on the bench, get a couple of those Gatorade towels, and kind of just go and just soap it up and sop it up and then – hopefully I remember to throw away the Gatorade towels. I don't know if I always did. That'd be a real bad experiment for somebody if they came over to wipe their sweat off.
Well, that's a lesson that you learn only one time. You never pick up a Gatorade towel off the ground. Once it hits the ground, it's done and you find a different one. But let's talk a little bit more about this draft. I know you wrote an article about other teams, other organizations and front offices taking a look at what the Lions have done over the last 3 years, but specifically last year. Were the Lions the impetus for recreating interest in the running back?
I think the Lions were the impetus, and we saw it in free agency, and I think we'll see it more in this draft, in people not being quite as concerned about positional value. I mean, their draft last year was hilarious. I never met Brad Holmes, to my knowledge, but I love that dude, right? Like every pick, it was like he was flipping the double bird to all the analytics guys or all the people that say you can't take this position that high. You can't take a running back at 12, certainly not the second running back in the draft who's not considered the elite guy like Robinson. You can't take Jahmyr Gibbs at 12. Well, really? Did you watch the Lions play last year? He was kind of a big impact on their success. And then he takes an off-the-ball linebacker in Campbell at 18, which basically off-the-ball linebacker at this point They're the running backs of the defense. And he takes that guy at 18, and Campbell plays very well. And then Laporta at 34, kind of an undersized tight end, which, by the way, is very relevant this year because there's a lot of talk about how high a team should take Brock Bowers from Georgia. Oh, he's a tight end, and he's a little undersized. Yeah, I think Brock Bowers is fantastic, and I think we all know how impactful Laporta was for the Lions. And even Branch and Nickelback. I think Branch might have been the first safety or whatever off the board, and he was 4 for 4. I mean, all four of them were tremendous players. And how about just drafting good players? I think that we get so caught up in it has to be certain positions, if you're drafting this high and premier positions. What good does it do you to draft a guy at a quote-unquote premier position if he's not as good? Or maybe even not good at all, which is even worse, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with the Lions just drafting four starters that all played well as rookies and helped them. And I think because of that, you saw some quotes from, like, the Vikings GM, or you saw the Eagles, very out of character, pay a lot of money for Saquon Barkley. Just look at the running back and the off-the-ball linebackers in free agency. I think some teams said, you know what? We need to have better players in these positions. We know it's maybe not the position where you want to pay them $20 million a year, but we need better players. And I do think a lot of teams out there learn lessons from the Lions, and I'm curious to see how that plays out in the draft.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, CBS Sports, Westwood One, Ross Tucker Podcast. Mention the Eagles. I know you do some Eagles stuff. Who's closer to the Super Bowl, Philly or Detroit? Let's get you in trouble on IP.
You know what? I would say they're very, very similar right now. Very similar in my mind. You know, the Eagles, I'll never fully understand what happened at the end of last year, but that was a gigantic missed opportunity. I mean, they're 10-1, have by far the best record in the NFL, and they had a really talented team. And so now you look at it, and it's like, okay, well, Fletcher Cox retired. Jason Kelce retired. They traded Hassan Reddick. And you start to realize how unique last year's opportunity was. And to some extent for the Lions too, right? And I know Dan Campbell said that after the NFC Championship game loss. You know, no team is the same. The Lions lost Jonah Jackson in free agency, and we know that. But I like what they've done with some of the D linemen and corners that they brought in. I would say probably based on how last year ended, I think you'd have to say the Lions. But I do think that the Eagles will bounce back. I think coaching was a major, major factor in what happened for the Eagles, really on both sides of the ball down the stretch. They're still a really talented team. I mean, even losing Kelce, you know, they got a kid named Cam Jurgens who will play center from Nebraska. He's pretty darn good, man. And then at D tackle, they've been drafting so many. I mean, they've drafted first round picks the last couple of years. So they do a really good job of, and I thought the Lions did that this offseason as well, of making sure they don't have an obvious need for the draft so that they can take the best player available. I mean, some of these other teams, you know, like the Vikings or the Broncos, where everybody and their brother knows they need a quarterback, you don't ever want to be in that spot. Or the Cowboys, right? Like Cowboys, I can almost guarantee the Cowboys are taking a running back on Friday night. Meanwhile, the Lions, I know there's spots where they'd like to get a guy, you know, maybe an O-lineman, certainly a corner probably, you know, maybe a D-lineman. But because bringing in Robertson and Carlton Davis, the Lions are going into this draft, they don't have to take a certain position. It's not mandatory. They've got a baseline veteran at every spot, which enables them at 29, or if they move around a little bit, to take the best player available and not have to take a guy at a certain position.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We always love trades. And I'm trying to figure out what is Brad Holmes going to do, because this is a new experience. Normally, Detroit has been a team historically picking in the top 10 because they've had, you know, awful seasons. Now they're picking at 29, and it's a position that they earned. We're all trying to figure out what Brad Holmes is going to do at 29. I think he trades up, and there are some people saying, you know, he trades out of the first round, even though it's here in Detroit. What do you think Brad Holmes does at 29?
So, I'm glad he said what he said publicly about the draft being in Detroit. I am convinced, and nobody has verified this, I'm convinced that the Chiefs took that DN out of Kansas State last year at the end of the first round because the draft was in Kansas City. I mean, he was not, I thought, supposed to be a first-round pick, and I think that they felt some pressure to do that. And I know people might be like, come on. I mean, it's a big event, right? I would like to see Brad Holmes trade out of the first round. I would like to see, I believe that there will be teams at the top of the second round that will be looking to get into the bottom of the first round, perhaps for one of the quarterbacks that's still available, perhaps for another position. And when you've drafted as well in the top of the second round as Holmes has with Laporta and Branch, if he can trade down from 29 to 36 or something and pick up some more picks, I think those players are pretty much the same, right? You know, I think I saw where Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM, said they feel really good about 25 players. Well, if that's the case, then the Lions need to figure out how many guys they feel really good about. Because if they feel really good about 20 to 25 players, if they don't go up and get one of those, you know, unless one of them would fall to them, then I'd rather see them trade down. And I know that's not what all the fans that'll be there that night want, but I do think that's probably what's in the best interest of the franchise. And at this point, it's kind of like in Brad Holmes we trust, right? If he trades down to have a pick in the 30s or even early 40s and picks up more picks, you got to have faith that he thinks that the guy he can get at 29 – he probably thinks there's 10 guys that are all kind of similar, and if we can go down 8 spots and still get one of those guys but then pick up more picks, that's the right business decision for the Detroit Lions. And, by the way, it'll make Friday night more entertaining, right? So if you're bummed out Thursday night, I get it. But hopefully by that time, I mean, it's late in the first round. Hopefully by that time you've already had enough beverages that you've already had a good enough time, and then you'll have something to look forward to Friday night.
Hey, we've only got about 30 seconds left. I want to make sure you tell Kara. You got a lot of moms in your life. Tell Kara, as Mother's Day is coming up, happy Mother's Day, your mom as well. And I'm just curious how everybody's doing.
They are doing awesome, John. Really appreciate it. Hope the same for all of you guys and Martha and everybody. I'll tell you this much. I got the best Mother's Day gift of all time. It's called MyFrontPageStory.com. You talk to a writer for 10 minutes. They write the most unbelievable story about your mom, your wife, whoever. Looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, the Detroit Free Press. It is beautiful. I can almost guarantee they will cry. And your listeners, by the way, guys, are ridiculous. The last time I told you guys about this, there was like 20 orders in a minute. You guys have a ton of amazing listeners. It's called MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com. Guarantee best Mother's Day gift of all time. Don't blow this, fellas.
Ross Tucker, always appreciate
Thanks,
it. We'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.